I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Keith is cut up a couple clips from that, and he just released a point where you set me off.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what you said.
You lost it. I mean, you lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't mind. What do I care if you lose it or not? I think it's enjoyable when you lose it. But I wasn't trying to poke you lose it or anything like that. I think we just generally saw it differently. But you turned Jim Schwartz's comments for this season into some big overarching viewpoint on how we should view Myles Garrett. And it's like, well, he was talking about this upcoming season. And so even within the clip, and you guys check it out on Twitter, Keith puts out there, Nick Wilson sounds off on me saying we can't judge Myles Garrett on Browns winning. And it's like, there should be a winning this season attached to that. Like the clip, what we are discussing here is for this upcoming season. Can you prioritize how much Myles is responsible in the win-loss category? And I think it's a ridiculous standard when the talent isn't there right now.
If we go to this team specifically, I think it's a 3-win team. Win more than 3 games. If you really want to impress me, I guess the point, and you were right, I think you were making a point about this season, I'm making more of a point that it's all connected. All the losing is connected. As much as winning is connected, so is losing.
Like, I do think we'll get to a point with Myles, I hope we get to a point with Myles in the next couple years, Nick, where we're like, yeah, we need to expect something from you in the win-loss department, because we have to at some point expect something out of this team in the win-loss department. But this upcoming season, it's just not the season when you have 4 different quarterbacks vying for the starting role, and you don't have the talent to get there anyway. Like, Myles can only do so much.
Do you think they have one of the 3 worst rosters in the NFL?
I'd say it's bottom 7 or bottom 8.
Okay. I think
quarterback right now.
I don't think there's a 2017 Cleveland Browns out there. So I don't see much difference between the 7th worst roster and the worst roster because every team's trying to compete right now to win going forward. The biggest fatal flaw you can have is the quarterback position. Like, quarterbacks never meant more for teams, 17 to 32. Simply because the talent margin between those two teams isn't that great. But this is a way. If you want to prove to me that all that bravado about winning and all that, if you really mean it, all right, I think you're a 3-win team, go win 6 or 7 games. Like, the expectation.
But I think at the end of the season, you'll turn around and say, well, you only won 6 games, and you'll call them a loser or something.
I don't think that's fair. No, I don't think that's fair, because I'll say, well, Vegas had you at a 5.5 win, and you won 7 games. Like, I think the one thing that, by saying that I think they're a 3-win team, I am trying to be fair. I'm trying to say I have no expectations for the team in general. If we just get to this season, my initial point was about the big picture point about it's all connected and Myles is a part of this. And if Myles thinks 15 sacks is enough, that's probably how you get to a 3-14 season or a 8-7 or 8-whatever season or a 7-win season before that. But specific to this season, if you really want to impress me, and it's not just Myles, it's anybody who wants to be here. It's any of the vets who have led to last year. Well, win more than three games and we'll start having the conversation.
Well, and Miles has, in other seasons, they have outperformed their season expectations to begin with. So it's not as if he's never accomplished that feat.
Which ones?
In particular, when they won 11 games 2 years ago, they outperformed their expectations. And
wasn't
then 4 years ago.
Like 2.5 wins?
That's a lot of wins, is it not?
No, I mean, it is. I just think the point is they weren't expected to be a 3-win team. But no, go ahead. What was the other one you gave?
Well, no, hold on. Well, all right, fine. The other one was the 4 years ago one prior, the one where they ended up winning the playoff game and taking on the Chiefs in the divisional round.
Wasn't that like the highest win total we've had?
Yeah, as far as Vegas was concerned,
like,
but they still ended up getting to 11 wins. Like,
okay.
They still ended up getting.
Well, okay, but like to me, like okay, the Guardians. So I'm going to do the cross sports thing, which totally never works. The Guardians last year, we had people saying they're going to win 74 games. They won the division. They won a hell of a lot more than 74 games. Like, that to me is outpacing. Like, going from 3 wins to 6 wins, it's not really that. But seven, if this team wins 7 or 8 games, it is a legitimate, bona fide accomplishment by that coach and those players. And I won't be able to throw the same
thing. Their Vegas expectation is 5.5. Your expectation is 3. So if they win 7 or 8, I mean, it's not. Like, I'm trying to figure out what is the big difference here.
5 wins.
You need a 5-win jump based off of what Vegas has.
But I think that's pretty impressive, right?
And okay, I'm trying to figure out what your line is.
I'm saying off my personal expectations.
Okay, then.
Because I don't care what Vegas thinks, but I understand that people do.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay.
Like, I'm setting such a low bar. Like, this is not hard to clear. But even then, get to 6 wins or 7 wins and we'll talk. We'll see if it's just the quarterback. That's what they claimed last year. And by the way, it takes more than just a quarterback to get to 3 damn wins. It does. You have to really stink on crap.
A lot has to go wrong.
To get 3 wins.
No one's denying that. A lot has to go wrong.
So if it's just the quarterback and you're a 6-win team, meaning like the quarterbacks, you were scoring 17 points a game because you just weren't converting on third down, quarterback's job. You just weren't making plays in clutch situation, quarterback's jobs. All right. Then I will withdraw my complaint. But I do think we should just be like, I think I was more reacting to, and I think I am reacting more to this idea of what more could you want out of Miles? 15 sacks. It's like, if he has 17 sacks this year, but it's on a 3-win team, it's not the best season of his career.
No, and I don't think anyone, first off, he's won a defensive player of the year. So I don't think anyone's going to make a case that it'll be the best season he's ever had. If he has 15 sacks and they win 3 games, it'll be impossible to make that case. But maybe I just look at it too much like Joe Thomas, and maybe that's just all I'm thinking about. It's like, how do you call Joe Thomas a loser for never having winning seasons and being collectively in a bad spate as far as the win-loss department? It's like, well, it's simple. Joe Thomas isn't the quarterback. This is such a quarterback-dependent league. I can't call Joe Thomas a loser in that regard.
I never questioned Joe's leadership. And by the way, the organization at large never question his leadership.
Well, we're not talking leadership, though, because I've hammered Miles' leadership multiple times. I said, when you gave him that contract.
That is what he can do more.
But you know you're not going to get it. That's part of the $40 million. Like, I feel like we're having like seven different discussions
here. I think we are.
Do you want to debate about the win-loss record? Well, do you want to debate about the pressure that Schwartz has? Do you want to debate about the leadership? Like
you said, what can he do more earlier in our one of our seven conversations here? What he can do more is lead. And I can understand why people don't expect it to be different, but I think you should. Like, I think if the point is, hey, we haven't won despite Miles' greatness, what could be different? And leadership, at least with Miles specifically, one of your two highest paid players. Because here's the thing, I can't have expectations for Deshaun because he's broken. That's your highest paid player. Can't have expectations for Miles as a leader because that's just not what he does. At some point, we're like running out of places where leadership can actually come from, and upsetting the apple cart of a 3-win or a 5.5-win expectation is just By the way, leadership is how you outpace expectations.
Okay, but it's not going to be a reason. Miles' lack of leadership is going to be a reason why you win 3 games as opposed to 5 games,
or over time, three over five to six. Think it leads to 3-14 as opposed to 6-11 last year? Absolutely.
Well, I do think this is part of the getting in bed with Miles part that is interesting when you give him $40 million. We've never disagreed on that. I've been one of the first people to tell you that's what you knew what you were getting with Miles. He hasn't changed in 9 years. Hasn't changed in 9 years. You know what you're getting.
The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.